You're listening to SBS News.
It's been described as the United States' most ambitious effort to ward off the worst effects of climate change. Today, President Joe Biden signed three orders targeting subsidies for fossil fuels and halting new oil and gas leases on federal property. Mr. Biden says his ambitious plan confronts the existential threat of climate change.
In my view, we've already waited too long to deal with this climate crisis. We can't wait any longer. We see it with our own eyes. We feel it. We know it in our bones. And it's time to act. And I might note parenthetically, if you notice, the attitude of the American people toward greater impetus on focusing on climate change and doing something about it has increased across the board, Democrat, Republican, Independent.
Mr. Biden also says that addressing climate change will create American jobs, not eliminate them.
And we're going to put people to work. They're not going to lose jobs in these areas. They're going to create jobs. They're going to get prevailing wage to cap those over a million wells. These aren't pie-in-the-sky dreams. These are concrete, actionable solutions. And we know how to do this.
The Biden administration has a set goal of eliminating pollution from fossil fuel in the power sector by 2035 and from the U.S. economy overall by 2050. Mr. Biden's executive actions are designed to speed what is already a market-driven growth of solar and wind energy to reduce the country's dependence on oil and gas.
This is not, it's not time for small measures. We need to be bold. So let me be clear. That includes helping revitalize the economies of coal, oil, and gas and power plant communities. We have to start by creating new good-paying jobs, capping those abandoned wells, reclaiming mines, turning old brownfield sites into new hubs of economic growth, creating new good-paying jobs in those communities where those workers live because they help build this country.
The sweeping actions of the new U.S. administration puts increasing pressure on Australia to take a stronger stance on climate change. Speaking to the World Economic Forum, Mr. Biden's climate envoy, John Kerry, cited Australia's devastating bushfires as evidence that world leaders must urgently cut carbon emissions.
Scientists starkly warned us that we had 12 years in which to make decisions to avoid the worst consequences of the climate crisis. Now, already, we're down to 9 years left. And we're into the decisive decade for action, and the evidence of urgency is literally all around us.
The new climate-engaged White House will put Australia's lack of climate ambition under greater international scrutiny, according to energy expert Jim Orchard. Australia's Federal Energy Minister Angus Taylor spoke to Mr. Kerry on Monday, who welcomed Australia's target of achieving net zero emissions as soon as possible. But Mr. Orchard says Australian politicians are likely to be put under pressure to commit to a net zero target in a more precise way.
The discomfort for the Liberals is forcing them to admit, you know, to come up with a target. Is it 2050? Is it 2060? Is it 2070? Clearly, the Liberals have a large block of their voters, particularly the sort of wealthier type voters in seats like Warringah and Kooyong and Wentworth, who do expect the Liberal Party to establish targets and to start, you know, moving in lockstep with the rest of the world.
The coalition's climate discomfort is something Mr. Orchard says the Australian Labor Party will welcome. But if they regain power next election, they could face the same issues. Mr. Orchard says the US and Australia share similar environmental challenges, such as having large coal mining industries.
We both are a major natural gas producers, US relying more on fracking. We both have very large sort of distances, if you like, so the complexities of rolling out electric vehicles do become more problematic when, you know, you think, how am I going to drive an electric vehicle to, you know, to Alice Springs or to the, you know, the middle of Utah or Wyoming or something.
However, while the US is set to replace government vehicles with American-made electric cars, Australia is yet to set a policy on the issue. Once the US lays out how decarbonisation can be done, Mr. Orchard says Australia's major parties will hopefully admit the transition is unavoidable.
You know, whatever happens in the US will form, a very useful template for Australia to watch and monitor. So we can copy the good things, And I guess if we're smart, we'll avoid the things that don't work out for President Biden and his administration.
According to a new report by the Climate Council, extreme weather events and rising sea levels could cost the Australian economy $100 billion a year by 2038. The report stresses that no developed country has more to lose from climate change than Australia. Nadine Silva, SBS News.